Now, here's the reason that I broached that. I want to take us into positive zone, optimistic zone, our zone of optimism about this. What if the marriage was dead, it was stillborn? Because one of the partners, or both of the partners, who finally went to the altar and said, I do, was committed to not being committed to the marriage. I mean, they had their minds made up. They were not going to be committed to their spouse. They were not going to be committed to the marriage. As I said before, it is impossible to be committed to the marriage if you're not first committed to the one you are marrying. Impossible. Impossible. You cannot be committed to the institution, because that's essentially what marriage is. It's a very, very complex and intimate institution, relationship. And if you are not committed to the person who's involved in that marriage, you're not going to be committed to the marriage. So we have a situation where one or both of the partners is committed to not being committed. They have made up their minds. They're not going to be committed to that marriage. They're not going to be faithful to their spouse. They are not going to do everything in their power to help make that marriage, that relationship, a beautiful one. But they've made up their minds that they're going to engage in activities that will contaminate the marriage, that will tear it apart. And so they determine that whatever happens, happens. Their spouse will just have to deal with whatever they have to deal with, but they're not going to be committed. They're not going to be faithful. They're not going to be loyal. They are going to be treacherous, untrustworthy. It only takes one person to mess the marriage up. It only takes one of the partners to kill the marriage. And to the extent that one or both partners decides from the very beginning that they're not going to be faithful, they're not going to be loyal, that they are not going to be committed, for all practical purposes, that marriage is stillborn. Oh, it still counts in the sight of God. But as far as, and if they have that marriage certificate, it is still legal in the sight of man. It is still a marriage, but it is a dead marriage. Just like that newborn who was stillborn is still a child, but is a dead child. The marriage stillborn, because someone decided that at the very beginning they were going to deprive that marriage of the life and vitality needed to make it a fully, fully functioning marriage. Can a dead marriage be brought to life? Can a dead marriage be given life? And is it possible that a newborn child, that new addition to the family, is a sign that a dead marriage, even if it's been dead for years, can be brought to life and is about to be brought to life? Some people have marriages that were beautiful, vibrant, vital marriages in the beginning. But somewhere down the line, the marriage died. That newborn baby, in all probability, will not be brought to life. A marriage that was stillborn can be brought to life. A marriage that was once alive and vital, vibrant, and somehow died down the way, can be brought back to life. Is it possible that our Creator is letting us know, based on when a child is born, that the child is signifying something great that our Creator is about to do for us. Maybe the date of the birth is related, maybe it's not. It may be just the fact that the child was born, period. Is that an indication that something great is about to take place in the marriage that has been dead for so long? Is it possible that hearts are about to unite that were never united before? Because for hearts to unite, to truly unite, both hearts have to be engaged in that uniting process. If one heart is trying to unite while the other heart is pushing away, the heart that's trying to unite while also pulling back, withdrawing from the heart that's trying to unite, those hearts don't unite. Is the newborn's birth signifying that new life is about to be breathed into a dead marriage? Is love about to flow? Is joy about to be generated? Excitement about to be generated? Have you been anticipating something great about to take place and just couldn't put your finger quite on what it was, what it might be? Does the child's birth have anything to say about that?